This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen.
There it is.
Please welcome B-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
What's going on, Ted?
Tell you what, Steve.
Oh, you're dancing already.
I'm still dancing.
I like it. You're shaking your hips. You're wiggling. It's not Summer Meltdown anymore.
Well, I realized after Saturday I was hanging out with a buddy of ours. I was like, I think I'm still feeling the festival. And he's like, no, you're just a dancer. I'm like, yeah, I am just a dancer.
Yeah.
So I've done it to you, right? Like, if we're ever having a sports conversation or whatever, and somebody goes, Ted, you're right. I'm always like, say it again, will you? I like hearing it. Migs, the MegaCast got me a good one from Mike Hawk this week.
What's that?
Well, so on Monday, right? Like, if you guys aren't here, the way the studios are set up, we could just tell.
Okay.
So I always go, wonder where the morning show was. And Mike's like, they're at a radio conference. And I go, nah, not yet. And he's like, no, I saw Danny post. And I go, nah, we're doing the MegaCast on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So yesterday I walked in, he goes, hey, Ted, turns out you were right.
I was like,
what's that, Mike? What's that? Can't hear you. Say it with the chest.
Say it louder for the people in the back. Yeah, next week we won't be here. Right. Next week, on the road to Chicago.
Oh, the Windy City.
The Windy City. Going to go check out things. I'm already stressed out about it because, you know, I've been eating differently.
And I know. I was everything I was about to ask you, if you're going to eat, you can't eat.
I don't even know what to do. I'm almost going to hit up my, like, I'm using like a nutrition and like workout coach, an online guy. Yeah, the Conscious Muscle. He's this vegan dude that's just freaking jacked. And he's awesome. Jordan is his name. He's on Instagram.
All right.
Great dude, right? And he always answers any questions I have. But I'm just going to be like, hey, man, I'm going to Chicago. What? I can't count macros. Like, I've read about it. I understand how it all works. But if you ask me to actually like try and figure it out as I'm, and don't even try and explain to me, anyone who's listening, if you know it, because it goes in one ear and out the other. Like, my wife has tried. It's like telling me something about geography. I'm like, that sounds fascinating, but I'm not going to remember it. But I just want to be like, what are some of like the good, easy go-to options at like some like chain type restaurants or fast food places? You know what I mean? Like a Subway,
yeah,
or like a Chipotle, like somewhere where I can just go and get what I need. Because I originally was thinking, I was like, I'm going to buy a bunch of rice, like some of those microwavable ones. I'll buy a bunch of Boca burgers and some vegetables I could steam in a bag. And I'll just microwave a bunch of meals and I'll meal prep there. It won't be amazing. And then I'll still afford myself, like, I know I'm not going to be 100% on board. You know, I can still go get dinner with everybody and just get like some kind of vegan option or a vegetarian thing.
All right.
But man, I realized I checked like the amenities of our hotel. We don't have microwaves.
Oh,
so that just threw a massive wrench into what I was thinking I was going to do.
Yep. I've been there before in a hotel, bought a bunch of stuff. I was like, oh yeah, like I'll microwave it. It's like, not there.
No.
And the problem is, like, when I think Chicago, you think Vienna beefs, Italian
deep dish pizza,
and Italian beef.
Right. Steaks, Ditka's Steakhouse.
I've never been. I went to one steakhouse there that's like the oldest one.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, it was disappointing.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of steak did you get there?
I got a filet.
Uh-huh.
Which you don't have to do a lot to a filet, but like, I wanted to be like, I don't think it hurts you to put a little salt and pepper on it before you throw it on the grill. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, the cream spinach was runny. Like, it just...
Oh.
Right? I was just like... And I specifically had picked it. There's other, you know, Ditka's. There's great steakhouses.
Yeah.
But this one...
Harry Carey's. We've been there.
All right. So this is like
that
the old school
legit
one. Yeah. And it's like, it's cool. It's an old school Italian one. But I was just like, you guys are just kind of getting by on who you are.
By name only.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's that one place? Have you ever been... what's it called? Like Dick's? Not like the burger place here.
Oh, like Dick's Last Resort, where they make fun of you?
Yes.
So I have never been to one of those.
Our hotel is like pretty much kitty corner to where that is. I've never been inside one either, but I always see people leaving with what looks like KKK like hats on their heads. Like,
yeah,
you know, because they're just like these white cone shaped things. And then you realize you get up closer and it just says like, I'm a whore, or I like to suck, you know, what skis.
Yeah, I know. People love those places. I'm like, I don't know if I want to pay to get insulted.
No, I
don't. I guess the fun is you can insult them back, but I'm like, yeah.
I'm with you, Ted.
Right?
Like, I got to deal with getting insulted through our text line and our social media pages here for work. You're the only thing I want to go on like a luxury thing and willingly go somewhere to get made fun of?
Right. I'll just check the comments section.
Right. Just post a picture of me. I'll read the comments. Mission accomplished. I don't have to waste all this money on their food. Right. Which I'm sure isn't as good as the whole... It's all about just going so you say you went there, I guess.
It is. I've been other towns where they have those, and mm-hmm. we should go. And I'm like, you guys go ahead. I have zero interest.
You and me both, man. If we were ever somewhere and the entire posse were like, let's go there, I'd be like, Ted and I are going to go to Applebee's.
Right.
I'd rather go eat at like, well, we did. We ended up going to like the Rainforest Cafe instead of going there because some people were going there.
Yeah, right. Me and you have already dipped out at some dinners in other circumstances.
We have.
So like, it wouldn't be shocked if like Steve and Ted are over at frickin' Chili's.
Having the time of their life. Not getting insulted by the staff.
Still, shout out to Heaney. Thanks for paying for that one.
Oh, that's right.
Right. When we have a bet on Arsenal, Liverpool, then we get to Chili's. I was like, Heaney, don't forget, you actually have to pay for this. Arsenal beat Liverpool this morning.
Dude, I talked to our buddy Heaney. He's one of the members of the Tacoma Donkeys, the world's greatest beer league hockey team. I was just talking to him because it was his birthday recently, and he was like, hey, man, when are the Donkeys going to Portland again? Let me know. I'll fly home.
How old is he?
I have no idea.
Right, because he's younger than us.
I'm guessing 35.
All right, yeah.
Most of the Donkeys are right around the 35, 36, except for myself and Q-Ray, who are the guys in the 40s.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should plan that.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. I'm tired of being busy. I was like,
I know.
We should do that in the spring. Right? We haven't even got through summer, and I'm like, yeah, next spring something should open up.
I was thinking, like, yeah, maybe like early, like 2023.
Yeah, right.
Just to be able to afford a weekend away. It's crazy right now.
I know. Well, that's the problem. I say this to everybody. So Saturday afternoon, right, you have Seafair going on.
Yep.
Mariners doubleheader.
Yep.
Seahawks had that practice at the stadium. Steve, it took me almost 30 minutes in an Uber to get from Capitol Hill to Georgetown.
Jeez.
Because I-5 was down to like one frickin' lane. He was just a pain. So, but I'm BSing with the guy, and I go, that's the issue with Seattle. Like, we only get 2 months of summer, so everything has to be packed in.
Yep. Everything is crammed into it.
Yeah.
And people are just going, oh, even today, man, the traffic's going to be crazy. Right now, the Mariners are playing.
Well, oh, yeah.
By the time we put this podcast out, the game has started. Hopefully, they're going to beat the Yankees again like they did last night.
I watched the end of it.
I didn't. I went
It was
bed.
On late.
Yes.
That was past 11 o'clock.
I went to bed at like around like... close to 10. I was like, I can't do this to myself anymore. Like, because I was getting, all right, let me watch one more inning. I'll go, you know, it's 0-0. It's bound, someone's bound to score. And then I'm like, you know what? By the time, if they win, I'm going to be too jacked to go to bed. And if they lose, I'm going to be too pissed to go to bed.
Right. Okay. So I went out, had dinner with my buddy, got home, started watching Hard Knocks. I'll talk about that later.
Yes.
And then I just happened to be scrolling through Twitter, and Mariners Twitter was going nuts. And I turned it on, and it was like, bottom of the 11th. I was like, I'll start watching it.
And then it goes to the 13th, and this happens.
0-2 coming. In your right field! It is it! It is it! The Mariners win it!
This is like the ultimate call. Like, when it was the term, a hyperbolic, hyperbole? When like you just kind of blow things way out of exaggeration?
Yeah.
Instant classic. It was, but that's funny.
Well, it's funny too, because like last night, everybody's like, that's the greatest baseball game I've ever seen, blah, blah, blah. And this morning, everybody from the East Coast is like, oh, I'm so happy I didn't watch that. What started as a pitcher's duel turned into terrible defense and it just got weird.
It's the game of the year! Luis Torres, a pinch hit walk up, base hit in the 13th.
Yeah. Baby, the game of the year.
I'll tell you what, and I'm trying not to tweet about it every time, but is Jen Mueller, she's got to be working like the ladder drill at her gym, right? Like, I know she's a runner, but like last night, like her feet have gotten so quick to get away from those buckets of water.
Isn't it funny? Ever since we talked about it, like,
It's like if they win, like, I'll click over just to see her like dive out of the way.
I almost feel like she's at the gym and like her physical trainer or personal trainer's got like a bucket of like confetti. And he's like, Ladder drill, ladder drill. Whoosh, move. Okay, you're good.
That's
ladder
what I'm saying. Drill, I just whoosh, picture her move. Like a wide receiver yes. at the gym, just in and out on that ladder.
He pulls out those mustard bottles that squirt out like a rope.
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha. No, all right, good, good. Good reflexes, Lens. Throws a wrench at her. You can dodge a wrench.
Throws a wrench. You can dodge anything.
Jen shows up to work with like a knot on her head. I was a little off my game yesterday at the gym.
Training got intense.
Yeah, but I'm ready. I'm ready for the player of the game.
I just didn't know if that would have been funny if I tweeted that out. Like, man, her feet are quick. Is she working the ladder?
Yeah, I don't know. We should get her on the MegaCast.
Right. I mean, she has a ton of stuff to talk about. Let's just get her on to ask her about this.
100%.
Yeah.
Solely like, Jen, you're incredible. I think she crushes it on the Kraken press conferences and during like the interviews. Like, she crushes it when she does interviews with, like, I remember she did the interview with KJ Wright or part of the press conference, and even KJ's like, Jen with the good question or something along those lines. I'm like, thank you, KJ. I've been saying this for a while. She has the most thoughtful questions that for any athlete at any of these press conferences. Most of these reporters, they ask like the most, you know, the typical questions. She always has like a question where you're like, oh, she really thought that one out. And I think she's awesome.
I agree 100%.
This is like the Jen Mueller Appreciation Society. Right?
It kind of is.
Yeah.
So we like, it starts with hell of a game out of the Mariners. Can we talk about Jen a little more?
I feel that way when I watch her in the Kraken games, too. I'm like, great question. Like, I don't know how long you've been a hockey fan, but man, you've done the work. It's awesome. We'll get her on. We got to get her on.
We got to get her on.
Starring B-Tex Smith.
That's our goal this year.
Oh, right. But it's like, when isn't she busy?
I have no idea.
Right, because I mean, she's doing Seahawks stuff, too. She's been with them forever.
Right, like she does like the pregame shows and all the other things. She also does stuff for King 5. I mean,
right. She has her own like network and stuff.
Yeah.
What's it, Talk Sporty to me?
I doubt she has a moment of time for us.
Right. It's like, Jen, we just need 10 minutes. You know what? Just one question.
Yeah. We just want to talk about how you avoid water.
Right. Are you running ladder drills? She's going to be like, no.
All right, talk.
Jen Mueller.
We know you're busy. We'll let you go. That'd be a fun conversation. We should get her on.
Yeah, right. And for her, it's like, yeah. We're not too worried about the actual sports teams.
Yeah. Dude, no. We won't ask you hard-hitting questions like you ask athletes. We have stupid questions.
All right, Steve, you know what? This week, new experiences. Could be something small, like, I don't know, like taking a buddy that's never been to a festival before. Could be like a life-changing new experience. And sometimes these experiences, they're not going to be easy. But life isn't easy. It's hard, right? But we just keep going, keep getting along, right? Mm-hmm. What do I always tell, you know, coaching people, right? They're only mistakes if we don't learn from them. Let's keep going. You know, everybody messes up, but, you know, you get back up and keep going.
Oh, I agree, dude. I always even tell people here, like when we have new people join the show or whoever, I'm like, don't get down on yourself if you F up. Get down on yourself if you keep making the same F up. But like,
yeah,
you mess up a couple times doing the same thing. Hopefully those are just a couple of lessons that way you don't do it again. And I'm not the firm believer. Like, I know some people are like, don't make the same mistake twice. I'm like, you can make it 2-3 times if you have to. Like, I mean, sometimes it takes time. Like, not everything is that black and white. Like, when I'm learning stuff in wrestling, like, I screw things up and I try it again. I know I shouldn't screw it up, but I screw it up again because my body is just not yet, hasn't gotten the reps in. So, like, just, you know, keep putting in the work.
Yeah. I mean, look, I inadvertently, at the gym, depending on workouts, like, my trainer will be like, don't forget, you got to do those burpees first. And it's like, yeah, just subconsciously, I'm just trying to skip them.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, you're right. Right. I mean, Steve, this will, in 3 rounds of a workout, I tried twice.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I made the same mistake twice in an hour workout.
Dude, I went with my wife to the gym for the first time in forever, and it was leg day. And my wife straight up crushes me. Like, it's squats. Like, I don't do squats.
Well, she's a CrossFitter.
She's a CrossFitter.
I mean, it's tough, man.
She's in great shape.
I was going to say, they have great lower halves. I'll leave it that way.
Dude, I cannot squat very deep. Like, I can't get a deep squat. And like, she's like, get deeper. I'm like, I physically can't. Like, I'm about to snap. Like, I can't do it. I'm trying. And she's like, your form, you're this, you're that. And I'm like, she's like, you're getting mad at me. I'm like, no. Like, I need someone like you because I'm on this journey by myself. Like, I'm not bugging anybody. Like, I watch all these videos. people have shown me how to do it, but unless they're there with me, sometimes the bad habits will creep in. I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at myself. I need to be more limber because I'm like, I'm hitting a point where it's like weight-wise, she's just like, you could do more than that. I'm like, no, actually, I can't.
No, I can't.
Like, I mean, it's not heavy on me, but I can't get low enough. And then when I get down that low, I get like scared because I don't think I'm going to make it back up because I'm not very limber. Like, it's so frustrating watching our child. Our child just like bends in half. And I'm like, at one point, we were all like that. And we just let it go to hell. At least I did. I'm terrible. I got to be better at stretching.
I hear you. The worst, kids, I hate it.
That's my TED talk.
Stretch kids. Or like, what about when you just like, I don't know, you're putting together a piece of furniture or something and like halfway through, like, cause you're leaning over the wrong way. You like stand up and you got to like, that kind of hurt my back a little bit.
Yes.
I know.
I need the foam roller. Oh, bitch.
I have a stick at home. You know the stick?
Yes.
I'm always using that thing.
We've got the lacrosse ball.
Right.
Which I never effed with until recently. Man, that's a game changer. But man, is that uncomfortable.
Well, dude, even like, right? Even like, we didn't talk about this on the cast, but like Saturday night at Meltdown, it's Travis Thompson, right?
Yep.
I've been pumped for this show for the 3 days I've been there.
Yeah.
But I've also been in the river all day on 2 days, been walking around. So my legs are tired. By the time Travis starts, I have ditched beers. I've got 2 bottles of water. I'm dressed up as the booty gnome. And then like, you could tell it's getting close. And I'm like doing lunges. And I hear somebody go, oh, man, this is going to be a good set. The gnome's stretching. Right? I'm just like, come on. Loosen up, hip.
You need to get those.
Loosen things, up.
Get those as seen on TV things you put behind the back of your legs that help you like dip down and get back up better.
Oh, like the catcher shoes?
Yes.
That was so, it's like, dude, the gnome is stretching.
It's going to be a bonkers set.
Right?
He must know. He gnomes.
He gnomes. All right. He gnomes. He gnomes. He gnomes. That's all. We got to do a Drake cover.
Next year, Meltdown.
Right.
Let's all dress as Drake.
Oh, no.
No?
No. That'll end badly.
Okay.
I like where your head's at, but no. We could dress as Eminem, Logic. We're not dressing as Drake.
I didn't say we had to do like change our skin color. I get you. Right. It's funny when we did one of like our live days. And remember, like, we all dressed as something. Like, I can't remember what. I dressed as Run DMC.
Oh, yeah. You looked awesome.
Yeah, I did the whole thing. And our buddy AJ Francis, he chimed in something on my Instagram. So he goes, Migs, I know you're the real one because you didn't go blackface. I'm like, yeah, well, I don't need to go blackface.
I guess you're right. We could dress as Drake. But I think we would just look like dudes wearing Drake's gear.
Yeah. We don't have to try and look like him. We dress as him.
And we keep singing that same song. It's like, I don't get it. You guys aren't gnomes. Yeah, last year I was a gnome.
This year we're Drake.
This year we're Drake. Can I be Drizzy?
I want to be Hotline Bling Drake. I'm walking around with one of those giant-ass phones. Ted's doing the Hotline Bling. Let's take a break. When we come back, let's talk sports.
Yeah.
There's a lot to talk about.
There is.
I have a lot of questions for you.
Excellent.
I don't know if we'll get to any of them. One about who's going to be our starter for the Seahawks.
Oh.
We talk about Hard Knocks. Maybe some Mariner stuff.
Yeah. I'm getting excited. I'll wait to talk about Hard Knocks.
All right. The Megacast will be back. Let's go, Drake.
They say I should say something nice about Ted and Steve. These guys are so dumb that you'll feel way smarter just by listening. How's that? The Megacast will be back.
First, there was Tinder. Then there was Grindr. Now it's the new hookup site for senior citizens, Walker.
Wow, look at that posture. Cane right.
That's right, cane right or cane left. You decide if you want to hook up or just go to bed early.
Hey, cutie, want to hook up? It just has to be before 4:30. It's meatloaf night at the retirement home.
There's not a bigger site for hookups over 65. It's Walker.
You look like you could go a few rounds, but be careful. I've had 2 hip replacements.
Walker, the best online hookup site for seniors. Because you know what? Never gets old.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. I lost my teeth.
I feel like I am stuck at a party that I didn't even want to be invited to.
Ouch.
The Megacast is back.
Trust me, there's a lot of robot ladies that didn't want to go to this party, but they're here.
That's right. Sometimes you got to put in the work. Experience new things there, robot.
Yeah. What is her name again this time?
Is it not Grace?
It used to be Grace.
Alice.
Is it Alice?
Alice, right? Because Grace was cool. Our old robot.
Yeah.
And then that program disappeared.
Yeah, and then we got Alice.
Alice, and she's just a...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we do it on Wednesdays, this podcast, but maybe if we ever change it to Tuesdays, we'll see you then.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. This is
the Ted Smith's
Wide World of Sports.
Brought to you by
Smith Family Popcorn. Good people. Great popcorn.
The Seattle Mariners.
I know the guys from New York last week going off about the Mariners.
Oh, this guy is the best.
Today was the first time in 3 years my blood pressure's been normal. And guess what happens? Gerrit Cole gives up 6 runs in the first inning to the Seattle Mariners.
Do they already have Simply Seattle already has a Seattle a Mariners shirt?
They are so quick and good with that stuff.
And they're in cahoots with the dude, the Nikki guy, the guy that did this video. And he's like, it's like a 10% discount if you use like some kind of thing. And the Mariners just tweeted at this guy because they use it now as like their little rallying call. It was like a TikTok video. And the Mariners, after last night's game, they just have a video where he's just saying this.
The Seattle Mariners.
Yeah, my timeline was full of just that quote last night.
They just reached out and said, hey, we want to give you a custom jersey that says Mariners on the back of it. Would you want one? And he's like, yeah. So, I mean, I'm sure he's going to be a lifelong Yankees fan, but I think it's his new favorite, second favorite team.
Right. And like, in his defense, he's right. Like, he's lived in New York his whole life. He's a Yankees fan. And it's like, Seattle Mariners? Like, I mean, let's be honest. The Mariners haven't been good in years. Nobody really thinks about it.
Decades.
And right, nobody really thinks, like, Seattle doesn't have, we're not an East Coast city.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean?
It's not Boston. It's not New York. The fan base is never going to be as caustic as they are.
Right, and most people don't know that the bulk of Mariners and Seahawks fans, even Sounders fans, don't live in Seattle. And the areas outside of Seattle are much different. But
yes,
if you're from New York or Boston or Philly, D.C., you think you could beat up everybody in Seattle.
Oh, yeah. It's that weird chip on their shoulder. Like they're my mom. My mom, up until me moving to Washington, did not know, I think, another state existed outside of New York.
Yeah.
And then even to go even deeper, didn't even think like a borough or a city existed other than Brooklyn. Like, it was just like, if anything's outside of that, it's not nearly as good.
And nowadays, right, because you, with technology, I think people have a better grasp of geography. But I remember when I was a kid, we went to South Carolina on a vacation and like talking to some lady and she's like, Maryland, where is that? It's like, it's up in between like Virginia and Pennsylvania. She's like, yeah, all right.
The Seattle Mariners.
Also, some of the fans are all pissed at the Mariners for offering him a jersey. It's a massive L, Mariners. You should give it to somebody that's actually in need that can't afford one. It's like, dude, oh, you're so much fun at parties.
Well, they also want to use his thing, so they got to give him something. They're probably not going to pay him.
Right.
So there's also some logic behind it.
It's a little goodwill.
Oh, by the way, Smith Family Popcorn. Number one, the dill pickle is amazing, but it's not vegan. But they do have a new vegan flavor right now.
Ooh.
Yeah. What is it? Mojito. I think it's mojito lime.
Oh, Smith family, what's up?
You should be getting some.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I have shipping department out here tomorrow. So my cousins that own them, it's their popcorn shop. My Uncle Phil, who we joke is the shipping department.
Uh-huh.
Like him. And then my cousin Carly, who's part of that.
Yeah.
Like, they're taking Alaska cruise. So they're stopping in Seattle for a couple of days. So it's like, ooh, I'm going to have actual Smith family popcorn. Smith's in town.
Well, they're actually coming to
the Seattle.
I know.
Mariners.
But seriously, the dill pickle one was unreal.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Like, I had a bag of it. It did not last long. And then I took a bag of it to my buddy's house on Sunday. And like, I was like, everybody try some. And like halfway through, his wife is like, hey, do you mind if I just put away the other half of that bag? And I was like, oh, you want it? Take it, please.
Yeah, yeah. It's that good. You got to get some to Dylan the Pickle from the Portland Pickles.
Right. So I just wanted to mention that about Smith Family Popcorn. We talked about Hard Knocks. Last night was the first episode.
Detroit. Okay.
Number one.
On Netflix, right?
HBO. That's an HBO thing.
Okay, sure.
Number one, I just love the music. And it's like, it's still, you know, like today's not bad. Next, we're still going to have a couple weeks at 90s. Mm-hmm. But like when I start watching Hard Knocks, I'm like, all right, you know what? Football's around the corner.
Yeah.
I also am just a nerd. I can just watch film of people hitting and practicing. Like
talking trash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like little dust ups or just little drills. And it's just like, yeah, let the pads pop. Also, Ryan, I almost went to that practice for the Seahawks on Saturday.
I didn't know it was at Lumen Field.
Yeah, I was like, should I go down there? And then I was like, nobody wanted to go. And I was like, I am such a sports loser. Like, I might just go sit in the stands by myself.
I would have went to that. That's not much fun.
Practice. Yeah. So, right. Great to see Hard Knocks back. Plus, also, like, every time I watch Hard Knocks, you start to like the team a little bit. Like, yep. I thought that coach in Detroit was insane. The way he started the meeting and everything else, I'm like, damn, I kind of like this guy now. Huh. Like, I think I might have to cheer for the Lions a little bit this year.
I wonder if they notice like an uptick in like merch sale or ratings of like or fandom outside of like the city that team's from whenever a certain team is being spotlighted on Hard Knocks.
Well, also,
I'm sure you're not alone.
No, and also I'll just know more players on their team.
Yeah,
like generally, you know the bench players, not bench players, but you know the guys that don't play as much on your local team, right?
Oh, absolutely.
But like,
I could tell you who like the long snapper is.
Right. But like, I can't say that for every NFL team.
Right.
That's another great thing about people that play Madden. Like, they know every player on every team. But you're right. I'll know players on the Lions this year that I have no business knowing. And, you know, halfway through the year, I'll be like, all right, I'm done with their Hard Knocks liking them. But it's good. I can't explain it to you. I was so excited last night to watch it.
And this Saturday, the Seahawks are in Pittsburgh taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I believe that's a 4 o'clock kickoff.
I believe you're right. I'm excited.
I've been talking about it for 2 weeks. I keep going. If I had to guess, I would say it's next Saturday, 4 o'clock.
It might be at that time.
Might be. I don't know.
Well, Pete Carroll already said that Geno Smith will be starting, which doesn't mean anything, obviously, because I mean, like, you think back to the days of when Russell won the starting job. I mean, I think it was like Tavares Jackson was the starter, and then it was Matt Flynn. Like, they gave everybody a chance.
Plus, it's the first week.
Right.
So, but I will say this. Everything I read, it sounds like they both got to run with the number ones and the number twos. I mean, it sounds like Drew Locke's kind of winning that competition to me.
It does sound that way.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't get the vibe. Obviously, Pete's pretty close to the vest, and I don't think he's ever going to like out now say, yeah, Drew's outperforming Geno. But even like Geno came out and said, hey, I got Drew's back no matter what. And I'm like, okay, well, he's already like positioning himself into being like, I might be the backup for Drew Locke. You got to have Drew Locke versus Russell Wilson game one.
I mean, you kind of do.
Right.
And if we have one shot of beating the Broncos this year, it's game one.
It's game one. With the quarterback that they effed over in his eyes, I'm sure. Like, I bet Drew's got a massive chip on his shoulder, which is how he was treated and how he was handled in Denver. So if he's ever going to perform well, I shared on the air, like, there was a time in Little League where my team, the other team needed a player. And the player that they would always give to the other teams was yours truly, because I was the worst player on the team. I was batting 0-0-0. Like, I sucked, Ted. Decent catcher.
Hey, Steve, why don't you lean into one?
Yes.
Get on base, son.
True story.
Oh, are you serious?
Dude, I had a coach pull me aside and go, Steve, you know a walk's as good as a hit. I'm like, okay, coach. He goes, you know how you can get walked? I'm like, four balls. He goes, no, lean into the pitch.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm kidding.
I thought I told you the story.
Maybe I just forgot. I would never actually tell a kid in Little League to literally lean into one.
I had a season where I'd come home. My mom's like, why are you all belt? Like, I had welts.
Yeah.
I was going to walk like a son of a bitch. I'd, like, dive into the ball. I was a mental case. I was, like, anything for the team. Well, there's one coach.
Just for the record, folks.
Don't do that. It's messed
up. There's nothing wrong with telling a kid not be afraid of a curveball and it won't hurt him. And if it hits him, it hits him because he stayed in the box. Like, don't tell a kid to actually lean into a pitch.
That's probably why I didn't mind being a goalie.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was going to say, that's a goalie mentality. Like, sure.
That's what started it, I think. But the team loaned me to the other team. That was the only time all season long that I had a hit.
Nice.
I had a double and a triple. I helped the team win.
Atta boy.
Yeah, until my coach laid into me after the game. What the F are you doing? I'm like, what do you mean? You guys put me on the team. And he was mad. My coach was mad that I did well for the other team.
I was going to say, right. Then he was salty.
Yeah. And the other team was trying to trade for me. And my coach now is like, no, we're not giving you him. Like, no, we want. I'm like, our team wants me.
How old are you? This is like Little League, right?
I was 30. No, I'm kidding.
Or it was like high school?
No,
or?
It was Little League.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Dude, Little League was rough for Steve.
Well, yeah, because it sounds like you had a terrible coach.
Who ended up becoming my brother's father-in-law. So
you're still in contact with this man?
Not a lot, but yes. So mind you, one time we go to their house. And we go in, and it's the same house. And dude, like, you know, like, look, this is not awful trauma, obviously. I've had worse trauma in my life. But it was almost like a horror scene. Like, I go into this house and instantly became like an 11-year-old again. And
oh, yeah.
Felt that trauma again. And then we go into the room that he has all the pictures of all the teams that he's ever coached.
All right.
And he points out the team that I was on with him. He goes, look at that. And I'm like, oh, yeah. He goes, you are terrible. I'm like... I wanted to punch him, but I was like, I can't do that. And he thought it was just funny. He was a gruff New Yorker, a detective, former cop.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly who this guy is.
I mean, this guy should have been in The Wire.
Yeah.
Like, he had that vibe. Oh,
and I can't believe he actually said lean into it and then let you get plunked for half a season.
Yes.
Jesus.
Awful.
All right. Well, the Mariners are still doing good.
Yeah.
That stadium's packed.
They expect 40,000 today, afternoon game.
For a day game,
right?
Which is wild.
So, it's insane.
I can't wait to see this city. I mean, this city will go nuts if they actually make it to the postseason. Well,
Danny and I said if they make the playoffs,
yeah,
we're getting tattoos.
Are you really?
Yeah.
You and Danny got to go easy, man.
I mean,
you're pretty covered now. Like, you're going to be super covered.
The legs, Ted. I already have a Kraken tattoo. I'm okay with getting a Mariners. I haven't decided which Mariners logo I want to go with. Part of me wants to go with the Seattle Steelheads logo.
Oh, I was like thinking
it's just an S, and people are like, what's the S for? I'm like, Steve. I agree. Trident is the dopest one.
I got to buy one of those hats.
I love the Trident logo. Did you get one of those vintage jerseys?
No.
I have an extra.
Do you really?
Yeah, they're XLs.
Nice.
Got one for you in the office.
All right. Awesome.
What was I going to say? One last thing?
Because that pink Mariners hat crushed on the river.
Oh,
at Meltdown. Like, there was one other dude, and he had it on, and I'm like, hey, man. He's like, oh, you have the same hat? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, has anybody offered you money for it? I go, the last game I was at, somebody offered me $40. And he goes, dude, somebody offered me $50.
Is it the LGBTQ?
It's just pink.
Oh.
And then it says Mariners in blue. I can't remember if it was for a Mother's Day giveaway.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but trust me, that hat is awesome.
Yeah, it's those white jerseys with the Mariners, and they sent us a couple, so I got one for you.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I need
some gear.
What I had to say, though, is former Mariner, Edwin Diaz.
Oh, that entrance video is unreal.
I thought of you once I heard this. I know. At some point when we have a slumber party again, this is on repeat.
And Mr. Metz over there playing
with
the horn.
With the trumpet!
Yeah.
Is that Mrs. Metz?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I didn't know if he had a girl now.
I hope it's Mrs. Metz. He can't have a side piece that's another mascot that shows up in the game.
What if his wife is not a mascot? But on the side, he's got a mascot. It's his work wife. I love when they go to the crowd, and it's on... People go, da, da, da. Oh, that's the greatest.
Well, it reminds me, we used to listen. What was the flute song from Techno Tuesdays
with
Luke? Same thing.
This thing, that is the greatest thing. And they're saying like that helped turn around his season.
Yeah.
That song. It's the best thing ever.
It's just in that video from behind when he's walking out, you're just like, oh, man.
Bumps.
Yeah, I'm with you.
It's out of a movie.
Yeah.
Like when you watch it, like
it looks like Major League.
It's so well shot.
Yeah.
And then when they cut to the mascots, I legit started crying. Not like sad cries, but happy tears. It's the funniest thing ever.
Also, here's real quick before we go. Here's one thing I got with sports. Like, videos like that are amazing.
Yes.
But sometimes, like, I'm just like, it's like, oh, here's the new coach of the team walking into the office. Like, I don't need a video of that.
No.
Like, some of it, it's like, okay, we've reached a point where there might be too much video.
Right. We get it. You went to film school. and you're trying to show that you could do more than just sports.
Right.
Let's pump the brakes.
Right. Like that Diaz video is unreal. You don't have to be a fan of him, the Mets. You just got to be a fan of sports. And tell me everybody when you watch that doesn't go, I wish I should have done that for a living.
Oh.
Right. Just once. And first of all, the idea that I could pump heat around 100 miles an hour is unbelievable.
Right.
And then I walk out to that song.
And he's so stoic. He's like got his head down. And then once it kicks in, he kind of picks his head up. Not really acknowledging the music, but kind of sort of acknowledging the music.
Oh, yeah.
I would be the opposite. I'd be pumping my fist. Be like, oh, you over there. Like doing the pointing thing. And one last thing. Seattle Kraken still doesn't have a mascot.
Yeah, what's up with that?
But our minor league affiliate already has their mascot announced.
What's that? The Palm Springs one?
Coachella Valley.
Coachella Valley.
Yeah, Coachella Valley Firebirds. They've got a mascot. His name is Fuego.
Ooh,
have you seen him?
I have not. I feel like the Kraken are just waiting until next year now and be like, all right, here it is.
It better, man.
You got to.
How does your mind, unless they're going to work him up into the pros, they call him up.
You know, just bring up Fuego.
Just bring up Fuego.
We need help.
We don't need the cord. Just bring up Fuego. We're good. All right, I know you got to run.
Yeah.
Anything going on this weekend?
No. Got family in town.
Nice.
I have a bunch of people over the house tomorrow for a pizza night like the Smiths do. And then,
yeah, baby.
Have my friend's little kid birthday party on Saturday. Oh, yeah. Sounders playing Sunday night.
Go Sounders.
So, yep. What about you? Where are you at?
Friday night, Edison Square in Tacoma, defending the SOS title.
Nice.
Your champion, the god of SOS, Steve Miggs, taking on Guillermo Rosas.
Wrestling god.
That's right. It's pretty awesome.
Are you here next week or are you still in Chicago?
We're here Monday and Tuesday.
All right, so no MegaCast.
No MegaCast. Unfortunately, we'll be on a plane on our way to Chicago, so I can find vegan restaurants.
Good luck with that, Steve.
Thank you, Ted. You can follow us on Twitter at the MegaCast.
Right now,
Seattle Mariners.
All right, we'll be back next in 2 weeks. Ted.
2 weeks. Oh, wait a minute. No, we won't, because I'll be in Montana.
Son of a bitch. We're off. We're on sabbatical.
We'll be back the week before Pain in the Grass to get you pumped
Seattle?
Up.
We'll be back when we're back.
Yeah.
You know what, F it. Maybe at some point we'll do two a week.
We should.
And just make up for this.
The Seattle Mariners.